On this bright Wednesday, we continue to celebrate Holy Pascha. The liturgy during Holy Week is, you'd say, a Pascha liturgy, only a small version of it. But many of the same rubrics that we do on Pascha Sunday, we continue to do on this day, and including the baptismal hymn, "As many as have been baptized into Christ to put on Christ." In the ancient church, the newly baptized who were baptized on Holy Saturday would continue to be in church during the week and celebrating with great joy our Lord's resurrection for the whole bright week. Light has shined into their hearts. Light has shined again into our hearts. The Acts of the Apostles reading shows St. Peter speaking to the people who had crucified Jesus, and they are struck with the Holy Spirit convicting them and realizing they had made terrible mistakes, some of them, and they say, "What shall we do?" And that's where Peter says, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." He has set the stage for that by saying this Jesus, who you thought was a man, a mere man, even though he had done wonders. And yet, according to God's foreknowledge, the Father's foreknowledge, he was crucified, killed, rose again on the third day. And he said this was prophesied by David in Psalm 15. "You will not abandon his soul to Hades, nor let the Holy One, your Holy One, see corruption." Again, David prophesied our Lord's coming to us and his salvation in Psalm 110 that St. Peter quotes. "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool." Our Lord Jesus, by conquering death, has made enemies, God's enemies, our enemies, sin, death, the devil, now at his feet. He's conquered Hades for us, conquered sin for us. And so he is now recognized not as a mere man. He's recognized for who he is in all reality. He is the eternal Son of the Father, Lord. When David said, "The Lord said to my Lord," there's two Lords. Two Lords. The Father Lord, the Son Lord. Both are Lord. And this is a conclusion that David had prophesied. Now St. Peter is able to explain to the people, you see it. We're witnesses. We're witnesses of his glory, his resurrection. The remarkable thing, too, is that he offers forgiveness. Peter does. Our Lord did on the cross. Forgive them. They know not what they do. He offers forgiveness now, Peter, by saying, all you have to do is repent. And even though you did this terrible thing, nothing worse than for the creature to kill the Creator, who has done nothing but show love to them. But it was all part of God's plan. And the wonders that you can be forgiven and that you can be experienced in your own life, freedom from the curse of the law. I spoke about that during Holy Week. The curse of the law. In the old covenant, it was the law. And so if you sinned, you died. If you sinned, you're rejected. That's it. In the new covenant, we sin, but we turn to the Savior, and we have a new covering over us, the precious death of our Lord Jesus. And all we have to do is repent and believe. The gospel today, it's the same gospel that was read at the beginning of Lent, the calling of the disciples, and this calling of Nathanael. Jesus says, I saw you under the fig tree, Nathanael, and you didn't know it. Nathanael's taken aback. He sees me when I don't see him? Yeah. As God, he sees us all the time. He knows everything. Nathanael was struck with amazement, and he becomes a disciple. Jesus says, you will see greater things, Nathanael, than what just happened to you. Nathanael was one of those eyewitnesses of the resurrection. He saw. He was in that upper room where Jesus appeared behind closed doors. He saw. I pray that wherever we are on this Wednesday, spiritually, that our faith continues to grow in the Lord. If we do need to rest a little bit, totally understandable. Holy Week is extremely intense. And the week after Pascha, I think we all feel that need for, well, to rest a little bit. I know I took off Monday and Tuesday. I usually take off just Monday. Tuesday also this week. And I feel more refreshed tonight. So you may need to slow down a little bit too. And also, you may feel even more, this is a paradox, more temptation after glorious Pascha. And maybe you don't always succeed with the temptation. But be comforted that as you repent, forgiveness rose from the grave, as St. John Chrysostom says in his sermon on Pascha. We are freed from the curse of the law. All we have to do is turn back to the Savior, just as Peter was saying to the people who had crucified Christ, our Messiah. That's the good news. And now we can have a new covenant relationship with our Lord that, as he promised to Nathanael, he continues to promise to us, you will see as my disciple greater and greater things. Just continue to walk the walk with our risen Lord. Yeah, the week after Holy Week, intense. I remember a church father said once, he was giving advice to young monks. He was an abbot. He said, you can only tighten the bow of an instrument so tight. And then if you don't loosen it a little bit, it will break. Now, that's one problem. The other side, though, is to just let the bow totally go, or the string, become so loose that it becomes useless. It's lost its tune. So find that balance with the Lord. Yeah, we've been in a really intense time. Now we're loosening a little bit, but we keep the joy, that wonderful heavenly melody in our hearts. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, upon those in the tombs bestowing life, giving forgiveness where people need forgiveness, bringing light where there is darkness. That's our good Lord, and we've seen some of his good things. As we stick close to him, we will see greater and greater things. Christ is risen.